Exercise 3, page 88.
Rite of passage. When my best friend Alicia first invited me to go with her to her cousin's wedding in India, I leapt at the chance. A wedding is very important to Hindus because it signifies the marriage of two families, not just a couple. It sounded so exotic, and I wanted to see it for myself. When we walked out of the airport into the steaming hot day, a large group of Alicia's relatives were waiting excitedly to greet us. After having greeted grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins, from the oldest to the youngest, according to tradition, we caught a taxi and I got my first taste of the hustle and bustle of Jaipur. Bicycle rickshaws bumped along beside us as I admired the architecture of the Pink City, Jaipur's nickname from the colour of its buildings. That night was the Sangeet, the first night of the wedding celebrations. The garden at the bride's house was full of brightly coloured decorations and women wearing beautiful multicoloured saris. One of Alicia's aunts soon pulled me up to dance. Everyone seemed to know the steps, apart from me, that is. I really enjoyed watching the modern Bollywood dances. My favourite of all was the Dandidas, a traditional dance using sticks. In the past, this party used to last for about 10 days. The following afternoon it was the Mehndi party. Mehndi is the decoration of the hands and feet with a dye called henna. All of the women sat under a big tent, and some artists drew amazing designs on our hands. The designs last for weeks and are a symbol of future prosperity and happiness. Later, Alicia and her relatives taught me some dance steps for the wedding ceremony the following day. On the morning of the wedding, Alicia surprised me with a gift, a green and gold silk sari, and helped me to put it on. At first I felt a bit awkward, but soon I realised it was very comfortable to wear. The groom arrived wearing white and riding a white horse with a marching band closely following him. It was a spectacular entrance, but it was nothing compared to the bride. She was wearing a magnificent sari of red and gold velvet with stunning gold jewellery. Then, the bride and groom sat under a mandap, a decorated tent with a small fire in the middle. During the ceremony, they seemed to be doing lots of different symbolic things, like walking around the fire or exchanging flower garlands. After the ceremony, we ate lots of traditional Indian dishes. The ones inside banana leaves were my favourite. Then, it was time for more dancing. Thankfully, this time I didn't seem to embarrass myself so much. I feel lucky to have met such warm people and have experienced a traditional Indian wedding. It was like being at the fairy tale wedding of an Indian prince and princess.